Spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, my name is Anson, and I'm a program manager on the InfoPath team. Today I'm going to show you how to build cascading dropdowns using rules and filters using InfoPath. So here at Microsoft, we have a tennis tournament, and sometimes what's more fun than watching the tournament is predicting who you think is going to win the tournament. So here I have an application that'll gather that information. So here I have a form, and in this form I have the tournament bracket. I can go ahead and I can pick the winners of this tournament bracket. And eventually, after I pick all the winners, I will get to the champion of the tournament. So now I'm going to show you this form in the InfoPath Designer. I already have a SharePoint list that has all the participants that are playing in this tournament. So I want to make sure that in this first drop-down, I am populating it with all of the players that are going to be playing in the first match. I'm going to do that using filters. So here in the Properties dialog, I'm going to use Filter Data, I'm going to add a filter, and as my filter condition, I want to make sure that all the players that are playing in the first match are going to be shown in this dropdown. So I'm going to make sure that the value and display name are updated, and I'm going to OK out of the dialog. Now, in the next match, I want to make sure that the players that I selected in the first round appear in this dropdown as well. So to do that, I'm going to use filters again, but this time my filter conditions are going to be slightly different. So I'll go filter data, and I'm in my filtering condition, I want to make sure that the players that I selected in the first round are going to show up in this bracket. Again, I'll update the value and display name, and OK. So I can do the same steps for the rest of the dropdowns to achieve the same behavior. So now I'm going to preview so we can see this in action. So I can go ahead and I can select my winners. And suppose I go change my mind, I can change Brookman to Mueller, and the players in the next drop-down get updated as well. So suppose I pick Nick to win the entire tournament, but I change my mind and in the quarterfinal round I want to pick someone else to win. I want to prevent my users from filling out an invalid bracket. So what I want to do is in that case is I want to clear out all instances of Nick in the entire bracket. So how I'm going to do that is I'm going to achieve that using rules. So in the first drop-down, I'm going to add a new rule, and as my condition, I want to make a check to see if the winner that I picked is not equal to either of the winners that I picked in the previous round. And if that happens, then what I want to do is I want to clear out the value of the winner that I selected. So using the same rule, I can apply it to all the dropdowns in the form. And what will happen is when I select a different value in the quarterfinal round, for example, it'll clear out the winner in the next round. And when that changes, then it'll keep on clearing it until the end of the bracket. So I'll preview to show you what I mean. So we'll go ahead and we'll go pick some winners. And now suppose in this first drop-down, I change my winner from Dalit to Bielik, and it'll clear the winner in the next round. So that's how you build cascading drop-downs using rules and filters in InfoPath. Thanks for watching.